Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025. And it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Anne Carden. Anne is a top business growth expert, marketing and sales strategist, and consultant. She is the CEO of A. Carden Incorporated and the expert in new attraction marketing and media agency and brand. Anne has more than 43 years of business, marketing, and sales experience with over 34 years as an entrepreneur. She has been coaching, consulting for the past 14 years and has worked with several hundred small business owners, consultants, coaches, and professional entrepreneurs in over 80 different types of businesses to further their success. So Anne, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Thank you so much for being here. I believe that it is definitely changing the landscape of our industry in the fact that we are able to, you know, we're coaches, consultants, professional entrepreneurs, are content creators. We are out there building thought leadership, building our influence, building our personal brands, and AI has changed and just really catapulted the speed of all of that being able to happen.
How do you think it has changed so much?
Well, what I, you know, when I used to write, for example, writing articles, working on my book, creating content, even I do a lot of events and I teach my clients to do a lot of events, even our podcast, what used to take so much time to do all the copywriting and everything that goes along with that, we are now able to do that so much faster with like ChatGPT is just a huge resource for me. I use it so many times a day. I teach my clients how to use it. And we use it for multiple ways in our business. And so I think that is just, you know, that's just, it's created this content. It's helped us really create this content engine that before just took so much time to do. And now it's just so fast.
That's awesome. Yes. I feel like ChatGPT is my best friend now too.
It is mine. It is.
Because I use it every day. And sometimes I don't know how to say things or I don't have the mental bandwidth to, okay, I need to tell this to this person. English is not my mother language. English is not their mother language. How can I just like make ends meet? And I just go ChatGPT. I need to communicate this. What is the best way for me to communicate it? And it helps. So
it's like
and how
Google,
right?
It is.
So and how do you use ChatGPT for the content that you create? For instance, give me some practical applications that you use in your business.
Yeah, so I use it actually a couple of different ways. You know, some days you have those days where your creative juices just aren't flowing and you need to put some content out there. And so if I have just sort of an idea around something, oh, for example, today, I wanted to do something around gratitude. I think, you know, we've gone through the election and there's just been a lot of upheaval and just a lot of angst. And I thought, you know what, I want to put out something really positive and inspiring and just get people to look within and say, you know what, I have a lot that I'm blessed with and I can be grateful. And so I wanted to do a post on social media and in my groups around gratitude and how to start your day with gratitude and how that can set you up for to win the day, basically, and just have something more inspiring and positive. And so I knew what I wanted to do it around, but to not have to sit there and actually think about everything I wanted to put in that, I just put it into ChatGPT and said, this is what I want to create a post around. And I gave it some talking points, and then it created, and then I went in and edited and made any little tweaks or shifts that I wanted to. But that was a 5-minute process when it maybe used to be 25 or 30 minutes to get things just the way I wanted them. So that's a good example of how I used it. But I also use it where I know exactly what I want to talk about, and I will actually write what I want to talk about. And then I'll throw it into ChatGPT and say, spice this up, make it sound better, make it more powerful, make it more compelling. And so I use it that way too. So that's the thing I love about it, is if I have days where my juices are flowing, I can create it and then it can make it better. Mm-hmm. And if I have days where I can't really, like it's not coming out, but I know what I want to talk about, then I can, use it in that way too. But you can also ask it, hey, give me, 5 problems that my industry is struggling with right now, or give me one major problem. There's so many ways to use it and have it create, but I always do think you should put your own voice in it, not just use it exactly the way it kind of creates it, so that your voice still comes out in that, although it gets better and it gets to know your voice. So that's pretty incredible too.
Yeah, I think that you touched a few different important points. Number one, the one that where you said, okay, I was brainstorming, or I that was not it. It was the one where you wanted to write something motivational, and you said, okay, mm-hmm. I wanted this post around this topic, and these are the bullet points that I want. And then ChatGPT told you, like, through like a post, and then important to note, you went there and tweaked it, because AI still needs a human being to tell it, all right, this is right, this is wrong, and then yes. For it to keep learning your voice.
Yes.
So I think that was really important that you said, because a better input gives you a better output. So you gave it a really good input for it to give you a really good output, so that you could just make it better and augment your power and, like, just use your time more effectively. Instead of using for half an hour writing something, you just used 5 minutes to do that.
Yes, so important. And one thing I want to say about ChatGPT, and I see people using it this way, but I really believe you still need to be authentic when you use it. So mm-hmm. if you're trying to use ChatGPT to build influence or be a thought leader in something that you're really not an expert in, that's going to eventually kind of collapse. So mm-hmm. use it to support what you do. Use it to mm-hmm. support and make things better for yourself, save yourself time, make something sound better, to kind of taking it to the next level. But you still, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I believe you need to stay within the framework of being authentic. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like so many people, for example, someone writes a book, they go into ChatGPT. I don't recommend doing that anyway. But if you go into ChatGPT and you write a book and you write a book, you're supposed to be an expert, a subject matter expert, and you write a book around something that you've never done, you've never really talked about, I think that will come back to kind of haunt you. I think it will, you'll lose trust and you'll lose credibility. And I do see people doing that, and that's why I'm bringing it up. That is not at all what I recommend. I recommend that you authentically use it. You use your own voice. You use it to support what you're doing and what you're trying to do, not in place of, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense, because if I wrote a book, for instance, I am not a man. If I wrote a book about how it is to be a man, like it creates some dissonance, even if I would like to, not that I would like to know how it was just the first thought that I had.
We won't open that can of worms. Let's not go there.
It was just the first thing that I had. Like, it was completely opposite of what I am. Okay, I'm not a man. Anyways, It creates some dissonance of even if I don't know, if I said I would like to be a doctor, but I'm not a doctor. I can't, if I wrote a book about being a doctor, if I'm not a doctor, how can I know that ChatGPT is not making stuff up, you know?
Exactly. That's right. You do need to still be an expert on the subject or the matter that you are writing about, the content that you're writing about. It needs to fit what it is you are trying to do. And especially we're talking to business owners, right? We're talking to people that are using it for business. So exactly. I think you have to, you have to be very, very real. And mm-hmm. it has to be, you have to be credible, and you still have to have trust in the market. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you use it in other ways, other than how we're talking about, I think it can break that trust with people.
Exactly. You're totally right. So, Anne, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yes. So I work with coaches, consultants, professional entrepreneurs. I like to say elite entrepreneurs and experts who are really trying to scale their business, and they're trying to grow a premium business, get really high-end, high-caliber clients, and they're trying to build their influence in the market through their marketing, through media, through events, really scaling things up and leveling up their business, being the Lamborghini, not the cheap used car. That's really the sort of the world that I play in. And so if you are interested in being able to get those really high-end premium clients and level up your business, you can book a call with me at acarden.com. We can have that conversation, especially if you're excellent at what you do and you really do want to take things to the next level with simplicity, working with fewer clients, selling high-end services, and scaling.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap up here. Thanks to our guest, Anne Carden, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting acarden.com. Book a call with her. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.